Good afternoon, with a look at your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. The jury has now retired to consider its verdict in the murder trial of Demisio Frederick. Mr. Frederick has pleaded not guilty to killing his uncle in 2024. Justice the Honorable Cheryl Richards KC completed her summing up earlier this morning, instructing jurors on the legal principles before deliberations began. Radio Cayman will provide the verdict as soon as it is available. In other local news, the National Coalition for Caymanians Administration is looking to set up an advisory trade commission. At their March 18th meeting, Cabinet approved the terms of reference to establish the commission and create a trade development framework. They also greenlit drafting instructions to amend the Older Persons Act. You can find the full summary of the March 18th meeting online at gov.ky. The Cayman Islands has posted another strong month for tourism, with February stayover arrivals up 10.1% to 49,075 passengers, the second best February on record. Cruise arrivals also climbed, rising 6.5% to nearly 160,000 passengers. Total visitation reached just under 209,000, a 7.3% increase year over year. Canada delivered its strongest month ever, surging 47% thanks to expanded airlift and strong demand. The U.S. remained the largest market with more than 38,000 visitors, while the U.K., Ireland, Europe, and Latin America all posted double digits or solid gains. Airlift capacity across major markets rose more than 20%, supported by the new flight from Fort Lauderdale, New York, Detroit, Toronto, and Ottawa. Hotels also saw higher revenues, with the average daily rate up nearly 9%. Deputy Premier and Minister for Tourism, the Honorable Gary Rutte, said the results show the success of the Cayman Islands tourism strategy, while Tourism Director Rosa Harris said the destination's premium positioning and strong global demand continue to drive growth. Officials expect momentum to continue through the first quarter. Government publishes a bill that proposes dissolving the Auditor's Oversight Authority.
The measured dissolution of the AOA is a prudent step, given that the AOA has served its primary purpose and its role is no longer required in our modern regulatory framework.
The Auditor's Oversight Authority Amendment, Validation and Repeal Bill was set up back in 2012 to support international regulatory objectives. But Premier the Honorable Andre Ebanks says the need for this function has, quote, diminished due to shifts in the global regulatory environment. The bill also lays the groundwork for the eventual repeal of the Auditor's Authority Act. The Premier says the AOA's allocated budget resources will likely transition to the Cayman Islands Institute of Professional Accountants, which has a, quote, more advanced role in Cayman's financial services regulatory framework. There are two environmental assessment boards working right now, and the National Conservation Council got an update on their standing at this week's meeting.
One is for the EIA on the East-West Arterial. That continues to meet, and we are in the process of trying to find out from the NRA exactly where they are with their design work. When the EIA was done, the design for the road was only at about 10%. So we're hoping that it has progressed quite significantly.
Department of Environment Director Gina Ebanks-Petrie told the NCC on Wednesday the board will review, quote, what, if any, interactions the NRA proposed work will have on the actual environmental impact itself. The EAB board is expected to meet with the National Roads Authority on the 17th of April. The road expansion project is designed to improve the connectivity and traffic flow into and out of the eastern districts.
The other EAB is, of course, the airports, environmental impact assessment for the airports, and the Airports Authority reached out to us some time ago now for some assistance with their RFP, which they put out for a consultant to do the various environmental impact assessments for the three airports.
Ms. Ebanks-Petrie told members the Airport Authority is moving forward with the selection process for the request for proposals. The project includes the extension of the Owen Roberts International Runway, upgrades to the Charles Kirkconnell International Airport on Cayman Brac, and the relocation of the airfield in Little Cayman. That's your latest local news. From the Radio Cayman Newsroom, I'm Jevy Ebanks. Now to the BBC with a look at the headlines around the world.
BBC News, I'm John Shea. G7 foreign ministers have demanded an immediate end to attacks against civilians and civilian infrastructure in the Iran war. After meeting outside Paris, they stressed that minimising the war's impact across the wider Middle East was crucial. They also repeated the need to restore safe passage through the Strait of Hormuz. Israel has hit two of the largest steel plants in Iran. The Khondab heavy water research reactor near Arak was also reportedly targeted. The UN says there's no longer any safe space for civilians to find refuge in Lebanon, even in Beirut. Israel has been carrying out a widespread offensive against Hezbollah. The US Justice Department has confirmed that the personal email account of the FBI chief, Kash Patel, has been compromised. A hacker group linked to Iran has claimed responsibility, publishing photos of Mr. Patel, work correspondence, and what appears to be his CV. The US Coast Guard says two boats carrying aid from Mexico to Cuba, which had been feared missing, have been located and have now crossed to the island. They had set off a week ago. BBC News.